This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry says drone attacks today hit a major Saudi Aramco processing plant and an oil field in the eastern part of the kingdom, sparking a huge fire at the processing facility, crucial to global energy supplies. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have claimed the drones were theirs. They've staged similar attacks in the past. It wasn't clear if there were any injuries. The French news agency reports Italy has agreed to allow the Ocean Viking rescue ship to disembark 82 migrants in the southern Italian port of Lampedusa. The refugee aid group SOS Mediterranee is saying an agreement between Italy, France, Germany, Portugal, and Luxembourg has been reached to allow the migrants to be distributed among the five nations. The Ocean Viking was on its second mission, shuttling between Malta and Italy for nearly 2 weeks in search of a port for its passengers. A Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on a range of U.S. agricultural products, including the biggest, soybeans. It is a move apparently aimed at improving the run-up to the next round of trade negotiations here in Washington. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has a report.
Soybeans were the biggest U.S. export to China before Beijing halted purchases in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Baton-wielding Hong Kong police today moved to break up street fights between pro-China demonstrators and those alleging Chinese meddling at the start of planned pro-democracy rallies in China's semi-autonomous territory. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says a tropical depression near the Bahamas has strengthened into Tropical Storm Humberto and is set to become a hurricane in the coming days. The storm is expected to move toward the northwestern Bahamas later today and off Florida's coast by tomorrow. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres traveled to the Bahamas yesterday to express deep solidarity with its people and to raise awareness of the need for international help following the devastation of Hurricane Dorian. 1,300 people in the Bahamas are still missing, 2 weeks after the storm hit. A week after U.S. President Donald Trump declared the year-long peace talks with the Afghan Taliban dead, an insurgent delegation is in Moscow for talks with Russian officials. A report from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
Here in the United States, a federal lawsuit in the state of Illinois has been filed against the top e-cigarette maker. It is tied to the apparent health consequences of vaping. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Adam Hergenreder spent a week in the hospital last month fighting a lung condition doctors say was brought on by his year-long vaping. He's now suing Juul, accusing the company's ads and social media campaigns that vaping could help kids boost their social status. The suit also claims Juul never fully disclosed its products containing dangerous chemicals.
We don't know what's in them. We don't know how it's causing people like me to suffer such extreme illnesses.
Hergenreder recently told the Chicago Tribune that over his year of vaping, he was buying off the street homemade dab sticks filled with THC. Vaping companies point to those devices for the hundreds of hospitalizations. I'm Tim McGuire.
American actress Felicity Huffman has been sentenced to 14 days in prison for her role in a wide-ranging U.S. college admissions cheating scandal. A federal court in Boston also fined the former Desperate Housewives TV star $30,000 and gave her 250 hours of community service. In May, Ms. Huffman pled guilty to fraud and conspiracy for paying $15,000 to boost her daughter's scores on the SAT college entrance exam. Before her sentencing, Huffman told the judge she was deeply ashamed of what she had done. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is warning that India's recent actions in the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1.